Blackstone Audio presents Blooding at Great Meadows, Young George Washington and the Battle That Shaped the Man by Alan Axelrod. For Anita and Ian. The volley fired by a young Virginian in the backwoods of America set the world on fire. Horace Walpole, Memoirs of the Reign of King George II, 1822. Chapter 1. The Flesh Beneath the Marble. Horatio Greenough, born in Boston on September 6, 1805, was from earliest childhood unmistakably a sculptor. He dazzled the adults around him with his uncanny ability to mold from clay exact miniatures of objects that impressed themselves on his mind. He was just 15 when a Boston-based French sculptor, known to history only as J.B. Binon, took him as a student. Later, the precocious Greenough enrolled in Harvard College, was befriended by the celebrated American painter Washington Allston, and, while still in his teens, drew up the design for the Bunker Hill Monument. On the advice of Allston, and with encouragement and funding from a wealthy Boston family, Greenough, after graduating from Harvard in 1825, went to Florence and Rome for advanced study. There he was steeped in the glories of classical art, executed a number of Greco-Roman-looking busts of prominent men, and in 1832 received the first artistic commission ever made by the United States Congress. It was for a heroic statue of George Washington, intended to commemorate the centennial of his birth. Greenough followed the example of the statue of Zeus at Olympia by the ancient Greek sculptor Phidias, seating his monumentally scaled Washington on a Grecian throne, right arm upraised, the left holding a sheathed sword, handle toward the viewer, his lap, legs, and right bicep draped in a toga, his feet shod in sandals, and his upper torso quite naked. Therein lay the problem. In 1841, the completed work was installed in the place for which Congress had commissioned it, the Rotunda of the Capitol, where it immediately drew objections from representatives and senators, as well as visitors. The classical attitude and accoutrements of the figure certainly presented no difficulty. After all, the great American governmental and other public buildings were all being designed on Greek or Roman models. The national mottoes, E Pluribus Unum, Anuit Coeptis,
sample complete. Ready to continue?